Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp.
And welcome, my friends. Great to have you with us today as we talk about political stuff right here that has an impact in your world. We do that with an eye, as you know, to helping you be persuasive in your world, to move people who are persuadable. That's why we dive into the issues of the day, and we're going to do that right now. Is Oregon really as blue as people think it is? What if Donald Trump isn't going to have such a negative impact as so many Republican folks, including some Republican donors, think he is? What if the Republican Party has hit on something that we've just all sort of been missing? And that's this whole business about the recall of Kate Brown. I mean, there's a reason I'm asking these questions, because I can assure you that in the coming months, there will be lots of conversation about Trump. Trump dominates everything, folks. Now, that's by design. But I can guarantee you that when it comes to winning things in Oregon politics, whether it doesn't matter whether it is a statewide initiative, a repeal of the business tax, the sales tax, anything else that might come down the pike, or whether it's candidates running for office. I mean, we've got three statewide candidates coming up, statewide offices, rather, Secretary of State, Attorney General, and State Treasurer. They're all going to be on the ballot here in 2020. So it's a presidential year. Now, again, political conventional wisdom is that, you know, in presidential years, the voter turnout is higher. And that is true. There's no question about it. But who does that help or hurt? Well, in Oregon, you would think that the conventional wisdom is it helps Democrats who have larger numbers of registered voters than what Republicans do. But what about them there, folks in the middle? Okay. Are those the people that are those persuadables that we talk about? In large measure, they are. And the only way that we're going to know that for sure is if, in fact, the quote-unquote political professionals, the consultants, who have been disastrous for House and Senate Republicans in the last few cycles, as they've won very few seats, that they will wake up and try something different. And this is really going to be up to Republican House and Senate leadership. And part of the reason I'm sharing this with you is because I had a conversation with a potential candidate for the House of Representatives. And I'll get into all of that here in a moment, folks, but I want to remind you the number to call as we get into this topic, because I value what you think about this. Is Oregon really as blue as people think it is? How big of an impact do you think Donald Trump is going to have and his policies? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. It's the number to call, or shoot me an email to jeff@1220.am. Now, part of the reason that I'm talking about the email also here is because I got an email from a friend of mine who's in the conservative wing of activism, and not just in the Republican Party, but and here's what's interesting, and I'll read you this email as we go through it, because it adds to this whole discussion about where we are in both Oregon and American politics to this day and how we can win. I think that he misses some things here, okay? And we'll get into that in a moment, because it relates to the Republican Party's platform and it being used as a weapon against Republicans in Oregon, in so-called blue Oregon. But maybe Oregon's a little more purple than what people think. And could that be evidenced by a number of things that are happening here right now? And that is this incredible movement that has happened called Timber Unity. The Moms Against Vaccinations, or the Oregonians for Medical Freedom. These are many men and women who are not part of the Republican Party. In fact, many of them are pro-choice, pro-gay marriage, pro-transgender. But they're parents, and they want their parental rights respected. They don't want the state taking them away from them. The movement that's happening today in America is largely driven by unconventional activities of Donald Trump, folks. I mean, he really blew everybody away. Just think back to election night 2016. If you were as worried or as pessimistic as I was, because I was, even though I supported Trump at that time and I certainly voted for him and I urged as many people to as possible, I was worried because, again, we all have been conditioned. Those of us who pay attention to politics have been conditioned to believe polls. And the polls got it all wrong, didn't they? Yeah, they did. Now, when it comes to polling things, because there's an interesting story about that, and all of this points to Trump's impact not only in America and where politics in America is today, but right here in Oregon, and how Republicans can win in Oregon, how conservative ideas can win in Oregon. Do political platforms mean anything? Do they really get used? Well, I think it depends on the race. But what about Republican infighting? What about people like me that hold Republicans who go off the reservation, who act like Democrats, hold them accountable in their districts? And I do that. And I'm proud to do it. Is that infighting or is that holding people accountable the way that is appropriate? I mean, just think back to your family, right? Your children, people in your family. You know, if they do things that are against the family rules, whatever they are, what do you do about it? You just let it go? Or do you sit down and talk about it and confront them and let them know there are consequences for their actions? Now, that's the right way to do it. And if they continue to do it because they made a choice to continue to break the family rules, because the family rules are there established by you for reasons, right? And that is very simply because it's the right way for an organized society based on rules, respect for rules, respect for each other. It's the right way for those things to go forward and be successful. Because if you don't have rules and if they don't abide by them, what happens? Well, you know what happens. It's called chaos. It's called Antifa. It's called what Ted Wheeler is doing to Oregon and, frankly, to Portland. Certainly Oregon's reputation. In fact, there's a bunch of stories. If you want to go to OregonWatchdog.com, you can see some of this. It is an interesting thing there's a story about authorities are praised for the handling of the Portland protests. This primarily means the Portland police. Certainly not Ted Wheeler. You see, there's another story about, there's a headline that says the Portland mayor is urging residents to shop at downtown businesses hurt by protests. Well, you know what, Mr. Mayor? If you were hard on those protesters that you let run free, you wouldn't have downtown businesses being hurt by any protests because the protests would be peaceful and people wouldn't be afraid to go there. But they've also been afraid, Mr. Mayor, of going to downtown for a lot of reasons. And a lot of that is your policies and your ideas and the things you say, like allowing homelessness and not doing anything about it. You have plenty of laws having to do with homelessness and panhandling, but you refuse to enforce them. You have plenty of laws about allowing Antifa to control intersections. Occupy Wall Street. Remember that group? So the headline, the story wouldn't even need to be written, Mr. Wheeler, if you were doing your job. Portland mayor is defending himself. There's another story. This is, again, on Oregon Watchdog. Right-wing demonstrators could not articulate a purpose, showed ultimate cynicism. They've been saying the purpose all along is to force you to enforce the law. That's what Proud Boys said. They're going to come back next month, Mr. Mayor. You know why? They said it clearly. It was reported in the Oregonian story. You don't have to be a genius. You just have to be something other than a nonsensical, non-thinking liberal. And that's who you are, Mr. Mayor. The Proud Boys said it's very simply. Our purpose is we're going to continue to come back to Portland until you guys do something about Antifa. That, of course, goes back to our conversation yesterday, doesn't it, about how this is all designed, I think it clearly is, for Trump to ultimately designate Antifa as a terrorist organization, and I think it ought to be. It is well-organized. It is well-funded. It operates all across the country. These people, this is what the left does. It's already been exposed. They did it in the 2016 campaign. They're going to do it on steroids here. That's why Trump needs to go ahead and do this. And Proud Boys are articulating a purpose, Mr. Mayor. You're just too blinded by your far-left radicalism to get it. But you're defending yourself, and you wouldn't have to defend yourself if you were being a mayor. Showing the ultimate cynicism? Really? Standing up and having the opportunity to articulate a view other than what is destroying Portland, that is allowing homelessness? You know, that's what makes people... I had a woman come to a meeting that I was hosting, and she said to me, because we were talking about homelessness at part of this meeting, and she came up to me and said, you know what, I don't go downtown Portland anymore. And this was a young woman, married, didn't have any children yet, but she said her and her husband have chosen not to go downtown Portland and shop. You know why? Because she's afraid of being accosted by a homeless person, because they're everywhere. Now, she's not the only person feeling this way. Now, all of this is wrapping up into this whole business about how is the next election going to play out? You see, there's an interesting poll that nobody's talking about. I haven't seen it anywhere on Fox today. And if you think anybody would talk about this, Fox would. Except you hear what Donald Trump says. Oh, something's going on over there at Fox. He says, no, not the opinion people, but they're polling. Yeah, see, this poll shows Trump ahead. So is Trump really going to be the kiss of death to any Republicans? I'm telling you right now, there's a lot in the Republican establishment that is scared to death of him. And I can tell you that most of the political consultants are Republican establishment consultants. And they are afraid of Trump. And they're going to be telling Republican leadership in the House and the Senate, don't tie your candidates to Trump. Don't let them tie themselves to Trump. Is that the right move? Is Oregon really as blue as people think? When we come back. There's a particular issue that has always hurt Republicans. How do we fix it? How do we stop Republicans from having this issue used successfully against them? It's 6:20, back in a moment. You're listening to the Tom.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
22 minutes past the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. By the way, you want to send me an email? It's easy to send it to Jeff at 1220.am. I did get an email from a frequent listener, and it is... This isn't anything political, but I just thought I'd share this with you because this is kind of new to me. There's a scam going on, apparently, here. When you go shop at certain stores with a credit card, you know when you do that, lots of times people will ask you if you want the receipt. Yeah, you probably should. You should probably get the actual receipt. Check it before you walk out. Now, the person that sent me this email said, An associate bought a heap of stuff the other day while on vacation, over $450. When he glanced at his receipt, as the cashier was handing him the bags, he saw a cash out of $20. He told her he didn't request any cash and to delete it. She said he'd have to take the $20 because she couldn't delete it. He told her to call a supervisor. Supervisor came and said he'd have to take it. He said, no way. Because taking the $20 cash would be a cash advance against his credit card, and he wouldn't be paying interest on the cash advance. If they couldn't delete it, then they would have to delete the whole order. So the supervisor had the cashier delete the whole order and rescan everything. The second time he looked at the electronic pad before he pinned his number, and again a cashback of $20 popped up. At that point, he told the cashier, and she deleted it. The total came out right. The cashier said that the electronic pad must be defective. Obviously, the cashier knew the electronic pad was defective because she never offered him any cash after either of the transactions. Now, there's more to this, but this is kind of a new scam, and it's interesting that somehow this is happening. So if I were you, I would be very careful and always look at your receipts. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC Talk Line. Great to have you with us today, friends. So is Oregon really as blue as everybody thinks? Is Donald Trump going to be the bane, going to be the thing that kills any Republican from being able to win any office in this state? Or maybe is Oregon's not as blue as people think? Could it be that the Oregon Republican Party has hit on something here? Because one of the interesting things, and we've talked about this, in fact, when Bill Currier was on the show with us, he talked about this. Nearly 20% of recall Kate Brown petition requests have come from Democrats. Now, that's a big number, friends. Now, it says a couple of things. It says that Kate Brown is very unpopular with a whole bunch of Democrats out there. But it's significant also that they are unhappy with her to the intent that they are requesting recall petitions. Now, that's interesting in and of itself. There's an undercurrent of something going on here. There's an issue, and I alluded to this before we went to the break, and I'll get to it in a moment. There is an issue that has always been used successfully against Republicans. And Republicans always elicit the wrong response to it. It happened to me when I was running for the House of Representatives years ago. And Newt Bueller just made that huge mistake, and it's called abortion. And the way to successfully navigate that is to do this. Take your lead from Donald Trump. You know why? Because the abortion issue, and there's a story about that here in Oregon, that Oregon is going to forego Title X funds. These are family planning grant funds from the federal government, because the federal government, the Trump administration, is changing the rules and saying you can't use it to offer abortion-type services in the same building. You can't use it, and this is the scam, folks, about abortion and about your federal tax dollars being used for it. Because we have federal law says you can't. Well, they do it anyway. You know how they do it? They simply backfill using the abortion, your tax dollars for abortion services. They use it to backfill their costs of operating their so-called clinics for other things. That's how they do it. It's obvious. Now, the story today about this is here in the Corvallis Gazette Times, and it's an Oregon Capitol Bureau story. Oregon is going to forego millions of dollars of federal services while they are suing the Trump administration. But guess what? They have found the money, miraculously, to maintain those millions of dollars worth of services. And guess who they got the money from? None of that's going to change. They got it from you. Yes, in Oregon, your tax dollars have been used and will continue to be used to provide abortion services. They have been for a long time, including partial birth abortion. Now, this issue, I mean, it's a big deal. Kate Brown authored the bill and offered $10 million of abortion funding from your tax dollars to do what? Give free abortions to illegal alien women. Now, in poll after poll, people in America and right here in Oregon do not like giving free stuff to illegal aliens. And especially, it is very unpopular when it comes to giving free health care. Now, this issue of abortion will be used, and Trump's actions limiting and changing how the money can, in essence, be backfilled. All this, by the way, is, you know, they had a Portland lawyer or a Portland judge, federal judge, get slapped down because he put in a nationwide injunction against this. Well, guess what? A three-judge panel of the Ninth Circus Court of Appeals, as we call it, ruled against the federal judge. Now, Oregon has appealed, along with a whole bunch of other states, to the full 11-member panel of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Now, Trump has been remaking and putting new people, constitutional conservatives, on that court. That'll be interesting to see how it plays out. But let me tell you politically how this can play out. The mistake that Newt Bueller made on it and how this rolls into this whole business about how blue really is Oregon. It's 6:30 in the morning. What do you think about all of this? 503-589-1220. Back in a moment.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Welcome back, friends. Great to have you with us. Second half hour of the show today. It is 25 minutes till the top of the hour. In a moment, we'll go to the phones, 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am, and I'll do my darndest to read them on the air. Every day, Donald Trump gives us the things that we need, things we need to say to persuade persuadable people. Every day, all you have to do is listen to the guy. You know, the Trump campaign has got some really smart people in it. And I'm going to tell you, folks, they are constantly testing these messages. You know, we learned a lot from Barack Hussein Obama and his Google-based digital folks. Because the reality is the Google and all of those groups developed very sophisticated means of testing messages constantly through social media. Well, Brad Parscale, who runs the Trump campaign now, was his digital guy in 2016. This is what this guy lives for. And they're constantly testing these messages. The abortion issue, there is a way of dealing with it. Because, folks, it was around when I was running for office in 1998. And it's going to be around forever. Every Republican is always going to be hit with the abortion issue. Now, it sort of goes back to this email from a Republican activist. Actually, he's not so much a Republican activist as he is just a conservative activist here in the state, about the platform. Because we are a pro-life party. Every day, Donald Trump gives us the words how to be persuasive with people who are persuadable. And I'm going to get into that more, because this is the bane, and this is where Newt Bueller missed it so badly here in Oregon. But frankly, this is how you can influence other people's thinking. But I got to go to the phones. We'll go to Art. Good morning, Art. How are you, friend?
I'm doing great, Jeff. Hope you're having a good day. I find it really interesting that the Republican Party is saying, alienate yourself from Trump, because if you do not, you're going to lose the election. And quite frankly, Jeff, every candidate in Oregon that's running on the Republican side is going to be tied to Trump no matter what. And it's how you address it. And I experienced that in the campaign for my representative here in the state of Oregon. They were yelling and screaming, oh, she supports Trump. She supports Trump. You can't support her. You got to support our candidate, which, you know, is it's a losing thing if you say you don't support the party you belong to. Now, what you say is, I am for your constitutional rights. I am for the rule of law. And if you do elect me, I am going to support those things and do positive things for you, including, cutting your taxes, and all those kind of things. And any consultant, if I were a candidate, that looked at me and said, hey, you got to alienate yourself from Trump, I would say, are you nuts? The lowest unemployment rate for Black Americans and Hispanics, and he wants to secure our borders. I'm not going to say I don't support those things, because I do. And, Trump does some things obviously different than what we do. But you can't run away from the Democrats tying you to Trump, because all you're doing is hurting yourself by saying, oh, no, I don't agree with the Republican Party or our president. You're hurting your cause.
So why are you hurting your cause?
Well, because of the positive things that are happening under Trump. You can't deny it and say, hey, I would frankly look the person in my eyes and say, well, you support Trump, so I'm not going to vote for you. I would say, well, I'm sorry to hear that, but I do support lower taxes, a better economy, securing our borders.
All those things are important things, but who cares about those things? I mean, how those things you just articulated, who cares about them? What group of people would be moved by them?
Well, we all care about them to a certain degree, Jeff. Now, every individual voters has their, their things that they focus on. Of course, the people who are environmentally crazy, you're not going to convince them to vote because they believe Trump is. So those people you don't worry about. What you do is you have a constructive conversation with the people in your district or whatever and say, hey, I'm for lower taxes, better jobs, securing the border, eliminating, the drug flow into this country. And I'm sorry you don't feel that way, because I think that's what's good for our country. And so if you don't want those positive things to happen in our country, then don't vote for me. Vote for the other person, because I'm going to work hard, or the candidate is going to work hard, to do what's right for their constituents. And you can't fall into the trap of allowing the Democratic Party to demonize you because you support the view views of the Republican Party. And
agreed. Yeah. Agreed. Absolutely right. Art, thanks for your thoughts. You are partially correct. And the reason I say you're partially correct is because you've hit on themes, and you answered my question. Who cares about those things? Art, thanks for your call. Got to let you go. Who cares about those things? Well, you said we all do, and you're right. We all do. But it's how you present those things to people that matters. Notice Art didn't say anything about abortion. Now, Art's a conservative, great business guy, longtime political activist. He was there when I served in the House of Representatives. That's how I got to know him. So how do you answer? When you allow your opponent to define you, and that's exactly what happens, when you allow your opponent to define you with an issue that the Democrats have always owned, the Republicans cower in fear over, and that's abortion, how do you answer that? Well, I'm telling you, Trump every day tells you how to answer this in the most gut-wrenching and heart-impactful way. I'm going to share that with you in a second, but before I do, I want to remind you, Fred Thompson is my friend. He's a man of honor and integrity, a great veteran. He fought for this country, cares about people. He's a New York Life insurance agent, and they have great products that can make your life better, and I mean it. What about having all the retirement income you need? If you're thinking about retirement, or maybe you're quite a few years away, but you're thinking, okay, maybe Social Security isn't, I mean, you can read the handwriting on the wall with Social Security, right? So what about other investments, and what about other things that you could do today that are relatively inexpensive to make sure you have a good retirement? Fred's the guy you should talk to. Why? Because you want to do business with people that share your values, and he does. So call him at 503-428-7479. 503-428-7479. Trump connects with people. I don't care. Yeah, there are plenty of people who don't like him. And he occasionally tweets something that makes you cringe, right? But every day he tells us how to persuade the persuadable. Take abortion. What has Trump been saying about abortion over and over again? He doesn't answer any of the left questions about abortion that the news media throws at him. What he says is that the Democrat Party is the party that says you can give birth to a baby and then kill it. If a baby survives abortion, the Virginia governor said that you keep the baby comfortable and then the doctor and the mother decide whether to keep it alive. New York State passed with people yelling and clapping, the New York State Legislature, about partial birth abortion, which we've had in Oregon, taxpayer funded, for a long time. Did you know that? If you say those things, even women who are pro-choice don't like the idea, and the polling shows this, folks, they don't like the idea that you would allow a baby to be born and then you would kill it. That's the modern day Democrat Party. And that's what my opponent, XYZ Democrat liberal over here, that is funded by Planned Parenthood and all the other liberal pro-choice groups, that's what they believe. That's not right, is it? That's how it is. Back in a moment.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It is 10 minutes till the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. It is the last segment for today and your last opportunity to call and express your opinion about what we're talking about today. Is Oregon really as blue as people think, or is Donald Trump actually going to do much better here than people think? And is that being is the evidence of that, that there's a new era in Oregon politics borne out by a number of things, including the number of Democrats that are, in fact, not just signing the Kate Brown recall petition, but folks are requesting petitions themselves. Look at the number of Slavic people, Russians, and others that are now getting involved in politics. Those communities who have never been involved in politics. They're here legally. They've never registered to vote. They are now. Why? Look at the Democrat women who are pro-choice that are leaving the Democrat Party. Why? Look at the Timber Unity folks and the incredible impact they are having and will continue to have in politics here in Oregon. Why? Because there's something going on out there, folks. And we can tap into it. Not only tap into it, but realign Oregon's politics permanently. And every day Trump does give us the roadmap how to do that, gives us the arguments. Believe me, they're testing these arguments constantly. I just shared that with you. And it's absolutely true. Let me give an email, by the way, from a person who shall remain nameless. And by the way, want to send me an email, I'll do my best to read it on the air. It's Jeff at 1220.am. So what this person says, it may be true that every day Trump gives us the words and the ideas to win, but the problem is that the political experts and the advisors do not follow and even contradict Trump's words and way, and we elect moderate milk toasters, i.e. Bueller, to represent us. Can Trump's influence really get through when the enemy to his and our message is not just the Democrats? Excellent point. Excellent point. Because that's the reality of it. So-called political professionals are mostly anti-Trumpers. And that is true here, I think, in large measure in Oregon. But again, look at the polling. The polling is all over the board. You got the Fox News poll, which shows that, you know, Trump losing badly to everybody, right? Now, of course, we all know the polls were just flat wrong on Election Day in 2016, thankfully. But here's a new poll that you probably haven't heard about. It's a Zogby Analytics Wall Street poll. It was released yesterday. Here's the headline. Trump leads top Democrats in a hypothetical general election matchup. It was 897 likely U.S. voters. Done on August 9th through the 12th, it shows Trump narrowly topping all of his leading challengers. Here's the question they ask. If the 2020 presidential election were held today, and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, or the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, whom would you vote for? 46% chose Trump, 45% chose Biden. 9% said they were unsure. Biden does a little better with millennial voters, 50% to Trump's 38%. But Trump does better with voters 65 and older, 56 to 40%. Trump, here's the key. Here's the key in Oregon, folks. Trump also leads Biden among independent voters, 44% to Biden's 36%. The second largest party in Oregon is not the Republican Party. It's, the largest is Democrats. The second largest are unaffiliated voters. Part of that is due to motor voter, but really it's other factors too. And it's frankly that people really don't like either party, but that doesn't mean they won't vote for either party's candidates. Now, political platforms have something to do with it. Most candidates don't run on the platforms. Candidates rarely do. So how much do they really matter? Well, they matter to the party faithful. And they matter if you're a liberal or a conservative and you want to use it against them. That's where it matters. Now, I just shared with you how Trump answers the abortion issue. Because there's virtually nobody, it's indefensible to say you're going to allow a baby to be born and then kill it after it's born. Nobody likes that idea. And it's indefensible. That's why Trump is using it, folks. Don't you agree? Now, there's other things, too. Other things are issues that Trump is using, and he's talking about them every day. Because you know what? They know that these issues work with the persuadables. And that is who you need to talk with. Pay attention to what he says every day. He's repeating messages they have tested, and they know they move people. And if they'll move people, you should be using them to move people. It's not hard. Let's go to the phones. Go to Ron. Ron, good morning. How are you?
I hear your voice on the radio, Jeff.
Thank you, friend.
You are, like Billy Cunningham said, a great American. Jeff, I've got 14 pages, a 10-line recall Brown petition pages that I will be turning in to the Oregon Republican Party headquarters at 752 Hawthorne Avenue Northeast, right here in Salem, today. Picked them up over the weekend at the farmer's market and out in Amsville at the Corn Festival Saturday and Sunday. Most of all, it was just in one day. Just wanted to know you had that.
14 pages. I mean, that's just incredible. Kudos to you, Ron. Quickly,
names.
Did any of those people identify themselves as Democrats to you?
That of course is not on the
right.
The sheet, right. but it's a widespread surge going on right now, and everybody's fully aware of it. And the polls show that people who were formerly not positive towards Trump now are in great numbers. 2 years after three years after 2016.
Yeah, absolutely right. And all of the hubbub about him being an agent of Russia and the dossier and all of it has fallen flat on their face. Everything they've tried to kill this guy has fallen flat on their face. And this is why Republicans in Oregon should not be afraid of Donald Trump, because it doesn't matter, because Newt Bueller, who's an anti-Trumper, Newt got tarred and feathered with Trump anyway. Kate ran that commercial, split screen, Newt on one side, Trump on the other, and then they flashed the word criminal. Okay, doesn't matter how much you say you're pro-abortion, because Newt did spend millions of dollars telling women how pro-abortion he is. Didn't help
right.
him a bit. He lost women huge. Republican candidates need to get it through their head. Donald
Absolutely.
Trump is not toxic. Thanks, Ron. Good work out there. Turn
you
those
bet.
Pages
you bet.
In and keep,
we'll keep
it up.
It rolling. Like you said,
right.
The tide's changing.
It is. It's a new era in Oregon politics, folks.
Amen.
All right. We're back tomorrow. I hope you are, too. More on all of this stuff. Make it a great day.